News. I'm Sherry Preston. Remember the days when the Dow lost 328 points and it was considered a really, really bad day? Well, that's how much the Dow lost today. And actually, it wasn't all that bad considering where we were earlier in the day. Traders are still afraid of a long-lasting global recession. Here's ABC's Charlie Herman.
Overseas, you had markets dropping off there. You had companies like Samsung and Sony basically reporting that their profits were dropping dramatically. You had the UK with this information that it could be entering a recession with its GDP shrinking. You just sort of had one fact after another piling on top of each other, and this sense of, are we really facing a global economy that people can't stop?
That's where we were earlier, the Dow ending the day down 328. President Bush has voted. His ballot will now be mailed to Texas, and the White House says to clarify, yes, he did cast his ballot for John McCain. There is word of a possible overdose at the home of former NBA star and New York Knicks coach Isaiah Thomas. Here's ABC's Richard Cantu.
Police in Harrison, New York, were called to Thomas's home late last night, responding to a report of a possible overdose. Police confirmed they were at the home, but will not provide details. It's unclear what kind of overdose we're talking about, drugs or alcohol. All that New York Knicks officials will say is that Thomas is fine. This past April, Thomas was forced out as Knicks president and head coach.
A new study shows doctors give out sugar pills more often than you might think.
Researchers found that about half of the American doctors in a new survey say they regularly give patients placebo treatments, usually drugs or vitamins that won't really help their conditions. Of the nearly 700 doctors in the study, 62% believe that using a placebo was ethically acceptable. Smaller European studies have found similar results among the medical community there.
ABC's Tom Rivers. The study is published in the British Medical Journal. The markets again, Dow lost 328, NASDAQ off 51, the S&P down 32 points. You're listening to ABC News.
Genuine Ford and Lincoln Mercury Parts and Service presents A Word from Your Wallet.
Now, are we at the gas station now?
Yeah, I know. I'm feeling these gas prices, too.
On the wallet down here, head to a Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealership.
Why?
Proper vehicle maintenance. A new air filter can save 41 cents a gallon. Correct tire inflation up to 12 cents a gallon.
Wow, that sure adds up.
Fat wallets are very in right now.
Ask for the Works Fuel Saver Package at your Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealer and get fuel saving details at genuineservice.com.
How to maintain things in your home, like optimism. Step 1, think positive and head straight to the Home Depot. Step 2, feel your optimism surge as you discover that the Home Depot has lowered prices on ceiling fans, tools, and over 1,000 items throughout the store to help you do more with less. Step 3, do more with less, optimistically.
Guaranteed low prices, now even lower. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. See store for details.
Congress is holding hearings on job losses today. They've been hearing from people who've been laid off multiple times over the past several months. As if on cue, Chrysler announced today it's laying off about a quarter of its white-collar workforce, as more cuts could be coming soon. OPEC nations are going to cut oil production. Here's ABC's Lara Satrakian in Dubai.
OPEC is cutting 1.5 million barrels per day. The decision came at an emergency meeting in Vienna in response to the global economic crisis. The price of oil is down more than 50% since this summer's peak. OPEC says it's responding to the drop in global oil demand. Members Iran, Venezuela, and Libya had been pushing for the production cut. Lara Satrakian, Dubai.
The economy may be in the dumps, but home prices have dropped so far that home resales actually went up last month. Here's ABC's Pam Coulter.
Sales of existing homes rose 5.5%, a rate not seen since July of 2003 when the housing boom was underway. The National Association of Realtors, Walter Maloney, says it's good news for the economy as a whole.
People need furniture, appliances, carpeting, drapes. There's a lot of economic stimulus that occurs when home sales are rising.
Even with the increase in sales, home prices continue to fall. They're down 9% from a year ago. Pam Coulter, ABC News, Washington.
Pittsburgh police say a campaign volunteer working for John McCain made up a story about being robbed by a black man who cut a bee into her cheek. The woman said it happened after the man saw a McCain bumper sticker on her car. This is ABC News.
You're a small business person, so you're the buyer, the seller, the bean counter, the chief cook, and the bottle washer. You know your best new business comes from your current customers. But what's the best way to reach them? ConstantContact.com, the easy, effective email marketing service. Constant Contact gives you professional online newsletters fast, without any technical skills. Plus, there's a free 60-day trial and plans as low as $15 a month. ConstantContact.com, the smart way to build your business.
I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
KGO Radio News Time 105. Good afternoon. I'm Chris Brecher, and here's what's happening around the Bay Area. Beware the phone call asking for donations for the family of a Martinez police officer killed in the line of duty. Those calls are a scam. The real fundraisers don't do it over the phone. And Stockton is number one, still the foreclosure capital of the country. Bakersfield, number four on the list. Now the Bay Area's best traffic coverage. Here's Terry Rouse.
Accident for Lafayette, eastbound Highway 24 at Akalani, solo crash down an embankment. San Francisco City Streets, O'Farrell at Cyril Magnin, a tour bus crash there involving 36 students on board. No injuries reported. Redwood City, South 101 off-ramp to Woodside Road, injury accident, overturned Big Rig. WaMu is now part of J.P. Morgan Chase Bank, the largest and one of the most stable banks in America. Bank with confidence at WaMu. For the Bay Area's best traffic coverage, I'm Terry Rouse, KGO Radio News.
The KGO, Lloyd Lindsay weather forecast, sunny and in the 80s today and tomorrow. On your radio, 810, News Talk 810, this is KGO Radio News.
From his larynx to your tympanic membrane, advice for life with America's doctor, Dr. Dina Dell.
Dr. Dina Dell here. Welcome once again to the program. Let's do the gross out first. Are you ready? I hope you're sitting down. You know your mattress. We're going to talk about your mattress. And you know about dust mites. They're incredible organisms. It says here, the weight, oh my gosh, maybe you'll be lying down for this. The weight of the average mattress can double in 10 years due to dust mite infestation. Of course, they're teeny tiny, smaller than a grain of sand. A dust mite in an 80-day lifespan produces 1,000 droppings, causing allergies, etc. 10% of the weight of a 2-year-old pillow is dead mites and their droppings right next to your face. Anyway, the reason I'm questioning this is it's kind of linked to a very special anti-mite filtration vacuum, blah, blah, blah. But I remember as a kid, going way back now, and a door-to-door salesman comes to my parents' house. And he was selling vacuum cleaners, and he comes in, and here was the pitch. He takes his vacuum cleaner, and he says, may I go into your bedroom, please? Imagine this happening today. A stranger comes up to the door, says, can I go into your bedroom? And he pulls back the sheets. I watched this whole thing with fascination. And he takes the vacuum cleaner, the hose of the vacuum cleaner, like a tank-style vacuum cleaner, and puts a little filter mechanism. Takes out a clean piece of filter paper and puts it in line in the hose. And he puts the suction thing in, on a little part of my parents' mattress. Turns the thing on for felt like a minute or two. Comes back in the living room, takes out the filter paper, and he says, touch it. And it was this greasy, gooey, and we just moved in a new house, and I assumed the bed was new and all this. And greasy, disgusting, which he said then was all your dead skin cells that have come off and sunk into the mattress. And so maybe, you know, oh, there are a lot of mites. There's no doubt dust mites are all over the place, but doubling the weight of your mattress? Having trouble with that one. Or here's something, America gets a hold of it, going to freak out. Do you ever remember, I think I remember this as a kid, taking scotch tape into a closet and pull the tape really fast and you get a little light. This was discovered in 1939, that peeling scotch tape emits visible light. Easy experiment to do in a closet. As far back as 1953, the Russians claimed that they detected X-rays when you pull scotch tape. But no one ever believed them. Well, they decided to redo this research and indeed found that when you pull scotch tape, I'm talking the standard 3M product, there's a fierce flow of electrons. As the adhesive snaps free of the surface, the electrical currents in turn generated a strong short burst of X-rays, each burst about a billionth of a second long. That's not long. A billionth of a second, equivalent to 300,000 X-ray photons. Don't misinterpret me. A photon is extremely tiny. But they say it's bright enough to take an X-ray of your finger. Right? All conducted with scotch tape. The same deal. This does not mean you are exposed to X-rays every time you pull a piece of scotch tape. One of those interesting deals. So is this one. I love this. I love this one. I have always wondered, what is it about cigarettes? What is it about coffee? I remember someone trying to quit coffee once in the office, and they were walking around with a cup of hot water. And they said they couldn't let go of the cup. It was the cup of warm water that really was that last and final link. It's like you give nicotine to a cigarette smoker. What happens? They can't quit. It's the hand habit. Are you ready? Clutching a warm cup of coffee brings on a flood of warm feelings. Physical warmth can make us see others as warmer people and also cause us to be more generous and trusting. This is coming from Yale University. They asked people to hold hot coffee or iced coffee. Then they were given a packet of information about another person and asked to assess his or her personality traits. Those people who held the warm cup of coffee were far more likely to assign warmth as a personality trait than those who held iced coffee. Second study. Volunteers held ice packs, or these therapeutic heating pads, as part of, they were told, a product evaluation study. Then they were told they could receive a gift certificate for a friend or a gift for themselves. Those who held the hot pad were more likely to ask for the gift certificate. Those who held the frozen pack tended to keep the gift, right? Now, these associations, they say, likely formed in all of us in early childhood when we noted, as infants, that physical closeness, when you snuggle up to your parents' warm body, is about warmth. We are mammals. Our body temperature is warm. Those of you who have a hot tub in your backyard, what's the temperature? You set it to 100 degrees, which is just about normal body temperature, and you go to dunk yourself. A lot of you will go, ooh, that's hot, that's hot. But that is your internal core body temperature. That's how warm it is. So taking a warm bath, drinking a cup of tea, cup of coffee, even, and do we have the explanation here, finally? Chicken soup. Not haphazard, they say, that we have a preference for these types of experiences, and that people in Western cultures looking to build new relationships should do it over coffee, I guess, or tea, rather than go out for ice cream. So if you're asking the boss for a raise, you want to have a cup of coffee in both your hands. This is interesting, and it's doubly so for me. I was just watched a thing the other night about memory and the brain. And while this might sound like a movie plot, I'm thinking specifically of Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind. Scientists think they've developed a way to erase memories in mice while leaving others intact and not damaging the brain. In the movie, they wanted to erase the upsetting memories of a failed love affair. Is that right? I think I got it right. I love the movie. Some experts suggest there could be value erasing certain memories. People who have, post-traumatic stress disorder, etc. And, memories are important for past and future. The thing I was watching was about a fellow with a very, very rare syndrome. He cannot form memories. You can ask him what he just did. He can't do it. He has to write down everything, carries a notebook, and has to have very, very specific patterns to what he does that are simple. So he can be told every day, go to that train, go to the track A, get on it, go here. And you ask him what happened an hour ago, he cannot do it. He cannot project the future. The fascinating part for me is what I say to you, tell me what you think it's going to be like next winter. You need past memories to do that. You can't predict the future, so you'll say, well, next winter I'm going to wear that scarf that Grandma gave me and that blue coat I have, and I'm going to go here to go skiing. All past memory things. So past memory and future memory are kind of congealed in the same deal. So when you wipe out someone's past memory, they can't plan the future. You ask this fellow, what are you going to be doing next week? He can't tell you. Even though he's going to be doing the same thing he just did that day and has done for the past years and years of his life. Anyway, painful emotional memories here have their purposes, they say. We learn from those, and when we get those experiences, we can avoid making the same kind of mistakes. So, when this happens and they want to try it on human beings, there's going to be an uproar. But let it be said that neuroscientists are getting close. Well, this is probably not familiar to the rest of the world. Those of you who have listened to this program for a while know all about it. It's making headlines today. Even saw a crawl on CNN. Many American doctors give their patients placebos, right? You even know what a placebo is. As you know, it's a phony pill. Make you feel better. Means I shall please in Latin. Half of doctors. Now, this was primary care doctors and rheumatologists treating arthritis. Half of doctors prescribe placebos at least a few times a month, and most said they didn't tell the patient. Now, the question here is that is it ethical? Now, the American Medical Association says it's unethical to use placebo therapy on a patient. It's funny that we doctors can't do it, and we've done it for thousands of years, but somehow, you know, Dr. Schlockenblaster on late-night television can sell you any kind of junky placebo they want with the blessing, you know, of American business and the American government. Now, if you tell a patient it's a placebo, it's not going to work. Now, here's what's interesting to me, and you should be asking yourself this question. Well, how do they prescribe it? I mean, you take it to the pharmacist, and the pharmacist doesn't know? Well, doctors who prescribe placebos only rarely do a sugar pill. What they do is they prescribe, I've told you this, you've heard it from me before, they prescribe vitamins. That's right, vitamins. That's all the calls we get here from people. I went to the doctor, he gave me the vitamins. When I corner those doctors, I say, are you kidding me? Don't you read medical journals? Vitamins don't work. Hello? The answer I get back is, well, people want them. I don't want to prescribe heavy-duty prescription drugs. They go away happy, and they come back next week feeling better. That's why your doctor tells you to take vitamins, mostly. I mean, there are specific indications for vitamins here and there. Let's see. 13% of doctors reported prescribing a placebo said they gave patients a sedative. Some used antibiotics as a placebo. That I have deep objections over. And I know this. You go in with a cold, you demand something, and the doctor gives you an antibiotic. Because if they had a prescription, you know, when you prescribe something, it seems more powerful. So you go to the pharmacist isn't going to let on. That, I think, accounts for why we just can't get away from this antibiotic prescribing habit for colds and flus, where they are worthless. The other ethical part here, I did not do this study on the air. I had it. It came out a couple of months ago, and I just never got to it. It was the prescribing of placebos to children. Now, here's a mother in Maryland started up a company selling sugar tablets as a children's placebo called Obacalp. Obacalp. Spelled backwards, placebo, Obacalp. And the study, the criticism of this was that all you're doing is getting children used to pills solving all their problems. So even though it seems harmless and isn't going to hurt anybody, it is by teaching people that the solution to all your evil, your difficulties are pills. Let's move on to obesity and weight. Obese white adults are more likely than their thinner peers to say they've been discriminated against in their daily lives. We've talked about this for the last 30 years. You know, among women of color, it's not a big deal. They have women of color have a much more positive body image, a self-image, because possibly a little extra weight is more accepted in their culture. Actually, you go to Africa, it's a big-time positive. You know, food isn't plentiful. So a woman who's overweight, that means, you know, she has access to a lot of food. Weight discrimination is more common or maybe more acutely perceived among white adults, according to this. But once again, they did not see it. There were no feelings of discrimination among black and Hispanic adults. But among Caucasian obese adults, yes. Well, the final death knell here for Acomplia. Now, we could have told them this. This is a pill, a new class of drugs that switches off the same brain circuits that make people hungry when they smoke marijuana. Somebody figured out that, hey, marijuana makes people hungry, the munchies, right? Therefore, let's make a pill that blocks marijuana. Now, remember that your brain makes its own marijuana compounds. It's a totally, perfectly natural thing. Your brain makes its own marijuana compounds. That's why blocking marijuana compounds did decrease appetite in these people, and they did lose weight. But any pothead could tell you, hey, it's going to make people feel bad. If your brain has its own marijuana compounds, then it's making you, quote, forgive me, a little high. You know, probably helps with mood, because people taking this blocker as part of these obesity studies, they got depressed. They had mood difficulties. And even though it's been on the market in Europe, and when this was on the market, you know, I was saying, gee, Europeans did everything first. They've taken it off the market in Europe. This I'm not sure the world needs. Here you go. You want to have a stomach stapling and no scars? They can do it through your esophagus. 98 patients have had this done. It's called TOGA for transoral gastroplasty. And people, they lose weight. And the idea, I mean, this is a highly skilled deal, but this is a trend. You know, I have surgery professors that would just roll over in the grave over this. They used to, you know, when mini incision surgery came in, they said, hey, big surgeons make big incisions. This mini incision stuff, you're not going to get anywhere, boy, with that. Because you got to get your elbows in. You got to get into that abdomen. You got to be able to slosh around and see from every single angle. Small incisions restricts the view of a surgeon. It's like rebuilding your engine through the tailpipe. Hard to do. So whether this is going to catch on or not, because it's difficult to learn, I don't know. But if it catches on and it's cheaper and it's easy and no scars, this is what more people are going to see as a solution to obesity in America. All right, we come back. I got to talk about something you may object to. I have to talk about digestive gases. Now, there's a certain aroma. The substance that causes that aroma may be good for your health. That's right. You'll want to stay tuned for that one. 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-TALK, or 8255. I'm Dr. Dina Dell. I'll be right back.
If you ride a motorcycle, you might be thinking, oi, GEICO customers seem to be having a lot of fun and saving money on their car insurance. But what about us bikers? Why can't we save money? This makes us angry. Let's form a biker gang and go and tell them what for. Oi, hold on, just call him. GEICO insures all sorts of motorcycles like cruisers, street, sport, touring and high-performance bikes. So they're on it. Now let's have a little smile.
Now GEICO offers insurance on all the stuff that moves you, including motorcycles. Call 1-800-44-CYCLE or visit geico.com.
Did you know the most common cause of blindness in people aged 60 and over is a chronic condition called wet age-related macular degeneration, or AMD? The good news is that wet AMD doesn't happen overnight, though in some people it can develop very quickly. It begins with symptoms including wavy lines, hazy vision, and blurriness. So if you aren't seeing clearly, see an eye doctor and get checked out right away. Because early detection followed by proper treatment by a retina specialist is key. This message was brought to you by the American Society of Retina Specialists and Genentech.
Is your credit card debt out of control? Are you in over your head dealing with monthly payments? There's a powerful secret the credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have more than $10,000 in credit card debt, you have the power to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, cutting your payments by up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. We're Credit Answers, and we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt and lower your payments by up to half or more. It's yours free by calling 1-800-664-9409. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes, and we could save you thousands. Live better, debt-free. Find out how easy it is by calling for this valuable free information. For the secret the credit card companies don't want you to know, call 1-800-664-9409. That's 1-800-664-9409. Call now, 1-800-664-9409.
If you have acne, here's a phone number you need to call. 1-800-335-4191. Right now, we're looking for the biggest skeptics out there to test out a skin-clearing breakthrough risk-free. People who are sick and tired of wasting money on acne products that just don't work. If that's you, give us a call. We're going to prove you can make your acne disappear and have clear skin by sending you a 60-day trial of Proactive Solution absolutely risk-free with our compliments. Find out how to get your risk-free 60-day trial by calling 1-800-335-4191. Our combination therapy system uses prescription-grade acne medicine and soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. It's so effective, it transforms blemishes and bumps into clear, smooth skin and skeptics into believers. You can have beautiful, healthy-looking skin. Put us to the test and we'll prove it. Get your risk-free 60-day trial by calling now toll-free 1-800-335-4191. 1-800-335-4191.
Your health? Just call Dr. Dina Dell at 800-548-TALK. His wisdom is like thunder and lightning. It's truly frightening.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dina Dell here. Welcome back to the program. Let's talk to Lynn in Chattanooga. Lynn, how you doing?
Dr. Dean, thank you for taking my call.
Mm-hmm.
I lost the ability to chew food in February 2007. I can open, I can close, I can move from side to side, but I can't coordinate the chewing movement.
Wow. How about your tongue? How is that working? Sounds okay.
No, it causes me to lisp on certain words when I'm trying to talk.
Now, what does your doctor think? And although this can happen for a variety of reasons, sometimes a little stroke, sometimes a little this, a little that. What do doctors think happened to you?
They don't know. I've been to two neurologists, an ENT, two oral surgeons, and a dentist treated me for 10 months for TMJ, which is the only thing that I ever got an MRI for.
Well, but it doesn't hurt you when you move. No. No, I'm surprised. I tell you something. Let's talk about what I think is going on. How old are you, by the way?
I'm 62, and I'm healthy.
Yeah, I understand. There are a variety of some very, very weird syndromes that cause discoordination in some phenomenally interesting places in the body. For instance, there's one that's very rare, maybe been 50, 100 cases in the history of medicine, called foreign accent syndrome. You wake up in the morning and you're speaking with a thick Italian accent, or it sounds a little Lithuanian, but you've always spoke perfect King's English all your life because of a discoordination of the inside of the mouth, the tongue, and all the many, many muscles that go into making sounds. Chewing is a very, very complicated activity. If you stop to think about how complex a muscular activity is that allows you to chew food and swish it back and forth between the right side, the left side, between the cheek and the teeth, and swallowing is extremely complicated, it doesn't surprise me that there might be. And I'm going to suggest, I mean, my thought here, although I have to say swallowing difficulties and those kind of things can happen with some neurological syndromes. Very often it's a little teeny part of your brain. You get a little lack of the blood flow to it, and it's kind of like a tiny stroke in that region. And I would want to do functional MRIs on you. I know there's a neurologist out there that can nail it. I really do, because they can nail, you know, this foreign accent syndrome, or even there are syndromes where, you know, your arm just has its own mind. Often people can get this when we do certain kind of brain surgery on them, and the arm just goes up and it slaps you in the head and it picks up. You have no control over it. So the brain is so complex, it can do anything. Let me ask you a question. What are you doing about it? How are you eating? Can you swallow liquids, first of all?
Soup, yogurts, eggs, soft things. I'm fine.
Mm-hmm,
I mean,
mm-hmm.
I don't feel life-threatened, but it's certainly inconvenient.
Oh, my gosh. I can imagine. Now, you've been to a couple of neurologists, and it would be, if you were my patient, all I can say is I'd get my butt online, and I'd start looking up all these kinds of syndromes, and there are a variety of them, and the part of the brain that's affected that would do this, I can pretty much localize for you, and a neurologist could, and I would, it's a little more expensive. You take a picture of the brain, and it's functioning. These like PET scans that we do, and functional MRIs where we might be able to light up this part. Now, what I'm concerned about, indeed, if you did have a little stroke, this is not a very heavy price to pay. And I don't know about your risk factors, what your cholesterol is and whether you smoke or how healthy you are overall. You sound healthy and fine to me. But I would do that. And yet I'm not sure I can promise you a cure. Now I'm wondering whether there are any physical therapists out there who specialize in these kinds of things, because I know when we do surgery in this part of the body, we can teach people, for instance, you can take out someone's voice box and you can teach them to speak by just belching, right? So there's ways of retraining these muscles, and whether they can take you slowly, and I don't know how to do this. I'm not a physical therapist in this area, but teach you slowly how to learn to chew. And yet you sound like you're a mellow person. You're doing okay with this, and maybe we don't need to do that. But maybe we do need to diagnose you just to make sure you don't have any of the risk factors that could contribute to this happening again to you in a more major way. And then, two, if you have a neurological illness that might be progressive, we need to know that. Very interesting, Lynn. Very interesting call. All right, we come back. I got to talk to you about digestive gases, intestinal gas that comes up once in a while, and how what makes it have that particular aroma may be good for you. You heard it right. 1-800-548-TALK. Stay tuned.
This is an update from the KGO Radio Newsroom. Stocks began the day with steep declines following the lead of overseas markets. By the closing bell, the key averages remained off their lows but still down. The Dow down 312. The S&P dropped 31. The NASDAQ lost nearly 52. Oil was down over $3 a barrel. Assembly Democratic leaders are urging Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger to address California's high rate of foreclosures as part of an anticipated special legislative session on the budget. Transportation officials in Chicago say they didn't learn about allegations an 18-year-old was allowed to operate a commuter train until the teen apparently put photos on his MySpace page. A Metro spokeswoman says someone then called the agency. The engineer has been suspended. Sunny and continued very warm today, 80s except 70s at the ocean. I'm Greg Jarrett, KGO Radio News.
Do you know why you get dark circles under your eyes? Because blood leaks out of your capillaries and pools under your skin. I'm not kidding. It's just like an ugly bruise. But now you can erase dark circles with a proven breakthrough called Hydralyze. Hydralyze diminishes dark circles and tightens puffiness and bags by repairing leaky capillaries, leaving you with younger, brighter eyes. See for yourself by calling for a free trial right now. Just call 1-800-497-8630.
My husband, he can't stop complimenting me. People tell me I look 10 years younger.
Even surgery cannot deliver these stunning results. Hydralyze is so powerful it even helps build new collagen in the skin, reducing crow's feet and wrinkles. Try Hydralyze risk-free and see for yourself.
Well, I used it and wow, the dark circles are gone. I don't look tired anymore. I feel great.
You deserve younger, brighter eyes. Call now for your free trial of Hydralyze and experience the transformation for yourself. For your free trial, call 1-800-497-8630. That's 1-800.
Thank you, and we're back. You know, when it comes to fighting crime, he's never going to roll over. He's McGruff the Crime Dog.
Roll over. You're okay, Joy.
Thanks.
And I got two words to make your neighborhood safer.
Uh-huh.
Coffee cake.
Ah, the old poison coffee cake trick. The cook takes a bite, falls down to the ground.
Oh, it's for your neighbors.
You want to poison your neighbors?
No, never.
Oh, thank goodness.
No, for 25 years, I've been given tips about preventing crime. One of them is to invite people over for a cup of coffee and share the problems you see on your street and what to do about them.
That's great.
You can invite your local police officer to help, too.
You know, I hear they're very fond of donuts.
Oh, that's just a myth.
Oh, well, I come to your doghouse for coffee cake in a safer neighborhood.
Now you're talking. You can cut down on crime by not just locking your door, but opening up to your neighbors.
Still, a 10-pound bundt cake dropped on a bad guy's foot could help.
It couldn't hurt. And go on to weprevent.org for other tips could help, too.
A message from the U.S. Department of Justice, Crime Prevention Coalition of America, National Crime Prevention Council, and the Ad Council.
.com.
Hey, Dad.
What?
I can't get the ketchup bottle open.
Here, let me try. Yeah, stuck all right.
Anything?
Now watch. If you take your palm like this and smack it on the bottom right here, you can get it open pretty easily. Here you go.
Thanks.
You don't have to be a hero to be a hero. When you adopt a child from foster care, just being there makes all the difference. To find out how you can adopt, please visit our website at AdoptUSKids.org or call 1-888-200-4005. A public service announcement brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
My heart beats like crazy. My palms sweat. The vibrations become intense.
Katie Jensen is under the influence of Tom, her volunteer drum teacher.
That sounds great, Katie.
Spending one afternoon a month with kids like Katie, Tom helps them develop interests that keep them away from drugs. Be a coach, a mentor, a volunteer, because you have something to offer. Log on to helpyourcommunity.org or call 877-KIDS-313. Brought to you by the Office of National Drug Control Policy and the Ad Council.
7-9.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Nadell here. Welcome back to the program. All right, let's talk about it. We're talking about intestinal gas, a lot of guys' favorite subject. Hydrogen sulfide, of course, is generated by bacteria living in the gut. But it's also produced by an enzyme in blood vessels, where it actually relaxes them. And guess what? Lowers blood pressure. Now, you know, we were talking the other day about research that's directed at something. So here's somebody who's given his life to investigating intestinal gas in animals and indeed comes across a possible high blood pressure treatment. They found that this enzyme produces a hydrogen sulfide in the blood vessels and also in your intestinal cells, as well as bacteria do. When you deplete that enzyme, their blood pressure shoots up. We know hydrogen sulfide has a role in regulating blood pressure. Maybe possible design drug therapies that enhance its formation as an alternative. And hydrogen sulfide may not be good for us at a high level. It's got to be poison, you know, and it smells. That's the smell of rotten eggs. Let's just stop there. But lower levels, and so often this happens, you know, low levels, moderate levels in the body is healthy. None at all is bad for you, and too much is bad for you. We just have such trouble getting used to that concept. You know, you think of vitamins, you know, it's like we just think it's an all or nothing phenomenon. And too much bad for you, too little is bad for you, but of course you always take it to extremes. So you can actually say that, you know, in a way, intestinal gas is good for you. I have to think about that as a a principle. All right. Let's talk to Connie. This is Dr. Dell. Welcome to the program, Connie.
Hello, Dr. Dean. It's a pleasure to talk to you. I've been listening to you for years.
Thank you.
Sir, I have two grandchildren. The first one, everything more or less went smoothly, except for the boy. I agree with you about certain aspects of what they do with little boys. But about my new granddaughter, who's 6 weeks old, she has been constipated since her mom put her on a formula. She had to take her off breastfeeding because she was taking medicines, and then she decided to keep her on formula. And the formula made her really constipated, so she wasn't going to the bathroom maybe every 2 to 3 days. So she put her on soy milk. Now my son's in the middle of a job, so he doesn't have his medical coverage for her to consult with a doctor properly about these things. And I mentioned that to her. Of course, they're quite a bit younger than me, and they have their own opinions, and they're trying to...
Oh, I know that, Grandma. You know, that's going to be my... The best advice I can give you is probably to stay out of it, except I can tell you that that's an inappropriate switch. It's not going to help, although so many times parents think it's helping. The only time you use soy milk is when there is a documented problem with regular milk, with formula, cow-based milk. Now, you can get away with it, but we used to have more fears maybe than now, but as you know, soy is used by a lot of women believing that they have estrogenic properties, and soy does seem to, but we're not so sure. We think soy, in some cases, may promote certain kinds of breast cancer because it's estrogenic. And therefore, if it's estrogenic, how can you give it to little babies? You wouldn't take estrogen and birth control pills and give it to a small infant. So the thing with soy milk is you only make that switch with the advice of a doctor. Because if you take 100 kids whose parents have switched them to soy milk and you go through them all, you'll find maybe two for whom it's justified. And the rest is just paranoia. And once again, it's not going to be the end of the world for the baby. Soy milk, you know, when properly supplemented, can do pretty well. But I don't think there's a pediatrician out there that would recommend soy milk over formula. Babies are supposed to get mammalian milk. Why don't we just leave it at that? Babies are supposed to get mammalian milk. That's the closest thing to breast milk. Now, babies also have terrible range, an incredible range in their bowel habits, and a lot of people get upset because they're not, quote, regular. And if you look up in a textbook in pediatrics what regular is for a baby, an infant, you'll find it's all over the place. 3 times a day or once every 3 days, you know, et cetera. So now, Connie, good luck with your with your daughter. Let's talk to Ann, is it? This is Dr. Dell. Welcome to the program, Ann.
Yes, hi. I'm 33, pretty thin. I run marathons. Well, anyway, when I run in the cold, my hands get so frigid, I can hardly move them. I can hardly turn the key in my car, for example. And my hands are cold at other times, too, but while running in the cold, it's the worst. So, of course, I've got a Raynaud's, which apparently there's not a whole lot they can do for it. So, I mean, do you think that I need to be checked up by a doctor, or should I just kind of figure out how to deal with this?
Yes, well, first of all, you know, when you run and you're a marathoner, the loss of heat because of the movement of the arms and the fact that, listen, your arms and your legs are very, very important heat sinks. when you look as a rule in biology, I don't want to get too far afield, but you might find this interesting, that the farther north you go, now this is independent of emigration, you know, human beings migrate, but the farther north you go, the shorter people's limbs are. And the further south, for instance, the tallest, most long-limbed people on Earth are certain peoples in Africa, because long legs and long arms radiate heat. And you go towards Eskimo populations, and their arms and legs evolve to be short to not radiate heat. So when you get out there and you run, and you're thin to begin with, okay, not a lot of body fat, it would be, I would think, standard operating procedure. Right now, as you could think about, if your habit is coffee before you run, and by the way, do you drink coffee before you run?
No. Mm-mm.
Yeah, because I've seen people doing that, and of course, you're not a smoker. The blood vessels will contract. Now, I also suppose you've tried every kind of glove available.
Yes.
Or have you? Yes, you've done that also. And I just think you got to keep up in the ante with that. Now, when it comes to Raynaud's, there are treatments actually some doctors use, like nitroglycerin to dilate blood vessels. Some doctors have used. I've even seen attempts at using drugs that are normally used for erectile failure in men. I'm not recommending this at all. You know, you're running for pleasure. I assume, unless, you know, there's an obsession involved here and you're maybe harming your health, but, you know, we're not going to go there. Everybody is different in this regard. The only one thing that I would have you look at that we've seen, associated with this that has to do with nutrition and health, et cetera, is iron. And so I'd get my iron levels checked. And you find yourself a little low in iron, that might, that might help you. And, of course, once again, think your hands are far away from your heart. You're asking blood to go down and come back. And what your body does, it closes down the blood vessels on purpose. And so the warm blood that's coming out to your hand is in close contact with the cold blood that's coming back and transfers the warmth without the blood going all the way out to your hand. So your body's acting like it's supposed to. And let me think what else I can think of. You know, that's about it. I know someone's going to call and tell me about these electrically innervated, you know, gloves. I see motorcyclists with them, but, you know, you need a 12-volt battery for that. Maybe you can carry a battery pack, but just depending upon how uncomfortable it is, there are solutions. All right, I'm Dr. Dean Adell. We're going to be right back. 1-800-548-TALK. Stay tuned.
60 seconds involves some of the most difficult decisions you will have to make today.
Hey, Jane, it's Sarah. I'm at the gas station. I just spent $75 on gas. I put it on my debit card because my credit cards are all maxed out. Now I don't know if I can go grocery shopping or pick up the prescriptions.
I know. Jim and I are going through the same thing. We tried one of those companies on TV that was supposed to help people get out of debt.
Did it work?
No, it just ended up costing us more money we didn't have. Prices are going up as fast as my credit card interest rates. I don't know what we're going to do.
There is one program that works, Credit Card Rescue. It's the real deal, an attorney-based non-bankruptcy program. Don't take a chance with some unknown internet outfit when you can deal with real professionals with a proven track record. They'll get you out of debt in months instead of years and save you thousands. Call Credit Card Rescue now, 866-553-5060. 866-553-5060. 866-553-5060.
Is your debt getting bigger? Are you falling behind on your bills and receiving collection calls? Well, it's not your fault. Millions of Americans are buried in credit card debt because of a job loss, divorce, medical bills, or just bad luck. But now there's a way you can get debt-free faster than you ever imagined. Call Credit Guard of America today for free information, and you'll learn how you can cut your monthly payments by up to half, lower or even eliminate your interest rates, and stop the collection calls once and for all. For free information, call 1-800-710-1136.
We owed $25,000 to the credit card companies. This year, we're going to be debt-free.
Credit Guard of America won't just help you get debt-free. We'll even show you how to improve your credit status.
They helped me pay off 10 credit cards and rebuild my credit rating.
Call us today to learn how you can cut your monthly payments by up to half and get debt-free. For free information, call 1-800-710-1136. That's 1-800-710-1136.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code Cisco to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, Cisco, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code Cisco, WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Dr. Dina Dell here. Welcome once again to the program. All right, let's talk to Alan. How you doing, Alan? Welcome.
Hello.
Hello, sir.
Yes. Yes. My wife in her late 40s is using a natural hormone replacement, a progestin cream, and it says right on the tube, kind of tongue-in-cheek, that the state of California requires that we say this, that this cream could cause cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Now, she's into all her natural books and reading everything she can about her own situation. She's worried about menopause. She's in premenopause right now. And right. I confronted her about this, and she says, well, that's just because the medical people, they put the natural hormone replacements in the same group as the synthetic hormones. And they know that they cause cancer. I was wondering if you could enlighten me more about.
Sure. Well, I can enlighten you. I don't know if it's going to do any good. That's the whole problem. Because you're tackling a big one. You're tackling someone who has difficulty understanding, you know, certain, you know, biological realities. And the idea, I don't know, where do I start? This whole natural hormone thing is preposterous. I'm afraid it really is. And it started with a very famous movie star, television actress. Now, last time I checked, I keep looking, she still has decided to not go to medical school. And last time I checked, she didn't win a Nobel Prize. So I'm not sure why people listen. Most of these products, though, fall into one of two categories. The idea about natural hormones. Well, where would you get a natural hormone? You know, you see people objecting to hormones that are actually made from animal hormones and modified a little bit for humans. But where else would you get, quote, natural hormones? Well, they claim you get it from vegetables. And they misinterpret a very important fact that you can make hormones from certain vegetable products because it's easier to start with a molecule that's similar. If you wanted to make meth, you go out and buy cold pills. Because cold pills have a substance in them that's close to meth, so you don't have to do a little bit of chemistry to make it. So you can make birth control pills and hormones from a molecule that can be found in certain vegetables. So, of course, on the talk shows, that becomes eat these vegetables and you've got the hormone. So most of these natural, quote, hormones made by these natural pharmacies and prescribed by these natural non-doctors or actresses on television have nothing in them. Not to worry. A couple do. And when we've analyzed them, they indeed have dangerous levels of these hormones. So if your wife thinks that she's going to take hormones for the menopause and she's going to do an end run around the side effects of these hormones, she's being very naive and silly. The point is that early in the menopause, it is okay and it's safe to take estrogen, progesterone. Now, you know, long term, we think they can increase the rate of certain cancers and heart disease, but that's after, you know, 10 years after the change. So I'm not sure what her symptoms are and what's bothering her, but this would be so easy to take care of, you know, very, very simply. And if indeed that product she's taking has real progesterone in it, she's doing herself harm. She's taking a risk. Now, if she wants to get on the radio and tell me that she thinks that that natural hormones that she buys over the counter are the same as the hormones that physicians prescribe, she can do it. I'll try to be nice to her. I won't be rude. But ask her where she gets this information from and why she trusts actresses for something that's so important. Now, I'm going to tell you something. You're going to have a big fight tonight if you bring this up. I have found that people that take this stance, as illogical as it seems, like ask her, would she want to fly in an alternative airplane? Would she? I mean, you just think of how silly it is that people just believe what they see on television. I don't know how. It's like a religion. And you have to be very careful. You have to tell you love her and you're concerned about her and you just want to have the most facts as possible. And the idea that doctors are somehow against this because you'll hear, oh, I don't know, we don't make money from prescribing drugs. That's been unethical and illegal as long as I've been a doctor. We don't make money from it. Pharmaceutical companies may make money from it, and they certainly promote it. But they, you know, what logical reason can she come up with, you know, to be doing this to herself? I'm going to guess, though, the product is worthless and she's not, you know, she's not accomplishing anything positive, and maybe it's acting like a placebo and maybe it's expensive or maybe it's not. But some of these products are basically, a lot of them are soy-based phytoestrogens, which are very, 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 very weak, and we can use them to make strong hormones from. And as I said, the feds went and investigated a bunch of these products and found a lot of them, though, do have powerful hormones in them. So how they people, these organic, holistic, alternative types, taking powerful hormones on their own and maybe not getting the tests to look for the side effects? Somebody, you take estrogen, it causes uterine cancer. And if you don't know you're doing that, you're not seeing your doctor, and you get uterine cancer, believe me, that Schlockmeister on late night television, you're not going to find him to sue him. Trust me, you're out on your own in the cold with cancer. All right? Do the best you can, and all I can tell you is be gentle. Be gentle and loving and kind. All right, I'm Dr. Dina Dell. We're going to be right back. 1-800-548-TALK. Stay tuned.
I don't care if you shred your credit card statements, I'll get you. I don't care if you monitor your credit, I'll still get you.
Listen to this disturbing conversation with an identity thief.
You have no idea how easy it is to get your personal information and credit off the internet. It's everywhere. Bank records, credit card receipts, restaurant or gas station bills, even private doctor information is everywhere. It's not a matter of if we'll get you, it's when.
It's not a matter of if they'll get you, but when. That's why so many are signing up with Trusted ID, and you need to do it now. Trusted ID offers 15 points of protection, arguably the most comprehensive proactive identity theft product system available. Trusted ID actually helps block identity theft before it happens. And they back their protection with $1 million service warranty.
I don't care if you're a senior citizen or a divorced mother of 12, I'll get you.
Don't wait until your credit is ruined. Call Trusted ID now for a 30-day free trial. Call 1-866-939-5609. 1-866-939-5609. 1-866-939-5609.
Over there? Over there's the water. Whoosh, whoosh. And look at all this stuff I'm standing on. It's called sand, and it's everywhere.
This woman may sound silly to you and me.
It's made up of little tiny pieces of rocks. Teeny little pieces of rocks.
But to her 2-year-old son exploring the world around him, she makes perfect sense.
How does it feel when you touch the sand? Is it warm?
Uh-huh.
It's hard to hold in your hand, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Learning starts long before school does, and children are naturally curious. They want to learn, so follow their lead. Take simple, everyday moments, like sorting laundry or playing on the beach, and turn them into learning moments.
Is this water?
No.
Very good. This is sand. Oh, no, it's not food. It's sand. We don't eat sand.
Turn everyday moments into learning moments. Find out how at bornlearning.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Never miss a breaking news story. Text NewsDesk to 68255 to subscribe to KGO Radio's breaking news text alerts or sign up online at KGORadio.com. When major breaking news happens, you'll know about it first on your mobile phone. Whether it's traffic tie-ups, fires, quakes, or political news, you'll know all about the important breaking news as it happens. Text NewsDesk to 68255 for breaking news text alerts from KGO News Talk 810.
Some people think the youth of today are a lost cause, have misplaced priorities, and are too afraid to stand out and make a difference. But young people all over America are challenging this perspective. With the help of World Vision, they're showing they care by going without food for 30 hours. They're saving the lives of others, and in the process, changing their own lives in a profound way. Support our young people in this effort. Find out how you can help. Call 800-7-FAMINE or go to 30hourfamine.org.
back to the program. Let's talk to Noreen. How you doing, Noreen?
Hi, Dr. Dina Dell. I love your no-nonsense approach. Thank you. I'm a 54-year-old female, and in the last couple of years, I've got migraines related to alcohol. I had a flu shot yesterday, and 2 hours later, had a migraine attack. Googled what's in flu shot, and it came up with a preservative. I'm probably not saying the word right, like Thimerosal, T-H-I-M-E-R-S-A-L, something like that. Wondering, is there a connection, because these headaches are so not worth it.
Oh, migraine can be horrible. You said related to alcohol. In what way?
Yeah, when I drink, I'm being Irish, it doesn't go well. When I drink wine, one or two glasses triggers, and I was told it was sulfites.
Yes, well, not the sulfite. There is something actually in red wine called tyramine. We're not quite sure, but we think there's a relationship to headaches. And I think I'm real sensitive. I love red wine, and I just can't drink a lot of it. It gives me a headache, and there are a variety of molecules in there that would do it. I think it's coincidental. You know, it's very easy to link two things. I've not heard this before. And indeed, in some flu shots, there is thimerosal, and that's the a preservative that if you were a child, many, many people are still fearing, in spite of 18 major studies, 47 minor ones, and 100 suggestions, does causes autism. And it doesn't. And those are kiddie vaccines. Now, if indeed, here's one thing you could do if you're convinced that there's a relationship. You could always take the nasal flu vaccine. It's a live virus, and it doesn't have any preservatives in it because it's a live virus. Now, when you take the vaccine that you've taken, it has pieces and parts of the virus. The new vaccine this year is a new vaccine, of course, and I've not heard of headaches as a side effect, so I just got to assume there's something else going on. And migraines can strike you at any time. Migraines are confusing, given the fact that a lot of people think that maybe most headaches are a form of migraine. I think most neurologists are not accepting that, that we think that most headaches are this, you know, tension type of a headache. But it's one of the greatest human foibles is when two things happen close to each other, you know, it's natural. Listen, it's evolutionary. I saw a paper on this recently that said, listen, if you did not get fearful when things follow each other, you're going to get eaten by the lions. Every time you hear rustling in the grass, you run and hide. Well, only a few times is that going to be the lion wanting to eat you. But if you're the kind of person that's going to ignore that, you might get eaten. So there is a biological reason why we fear things when they happen right after something else. So it's okay. It's logical to think that. I just don't think there is a relationship. All right, I am Dr. Dina Dell. Please join us for the next program, won't you? Until then, as always, be well.
Did you know that most credit counselors are working for the credit card companies? It's true. They're practically collection agencies themselves. Don't turn over your financial future to them, because I've got a system that can eliminate your debt once and for all. To prove it, I'll send you a powerful free tape today.
I owed over $30,000 in credit card debt, and today, only a year and a half later, I owe no money to the credit card companies.
Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it, using just the money you already make. No credit card debt, no car payment, no mortgage.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
Don't hand over your future to credit counselors. Call now, and I'll rush you my free tape today. Call 1-800-507-7991 for your free tape. Call 1-800-507-7991.
Hello, I'm Faith Hill. You know the expression, practice makes perfect? Well, maybe nowhere is that more true than in music. Music study is one of the most valuable ways that a student can spend time. A young person who practices and studies music reinforces teamwork, communication skills, self-discipline, and creativity. All the qualities that kids need to be successful in their other schoolwork. As parents, think about encouraging your children to try out several instruments at school until they find the one that really clicks. Talk to the school's music teacher about finding affordable lessons so your child can see his or her progress as time goes by. And please don't forget that your kids all have an instrument that's free and sounds wonderful, their voices.
A PSA brought to you by NENC, the National Association for Music Education, and the National Anthem Project, the campaign to restore America's voice through music education. Music, part of a sound education.
I'm Gil Gross. Welcome to the show. Coming up, we'll talk about Proposition K in San Francisco. It has to do with prostitution, so hide the kiddies and meet me after the news. KJ.